everybody. Welcome into Vikings Connected. This show is all about you, the fans. We want to hear what you have to say. I'm going to be one of your co-hosts, Aaron Newberg.
And I'm the other co-host, Ben Lieber. We're going to be talking football, some X's and O's.
But we're also going to be having a ton of fun. We're going to take a little look at what's happening on and off the field. Now, you can get involved in the conversation. Make sure you stay connected with us using hashtag VikingsConnected on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We'll be checking those weekly, and you might see your opinion up here on the screen. But before we kick things off, let us introduce ourselves to you. I'm Erin Newberg. I joined the team in 1999 as a cheerleader and spent 6 years here. This is a picture of me in my final season of 2005. After 6 seasons, I decided it was time.
Whoa. What's this?
That's Pro Bowl, Ben. Some of us have been to the Pro Bowl.
Jeez, that's a little harsh there.
Hey, no, every team chooses one cheerleader each year to represent them at the Pro Bowl, and I was honored to represent the Minnesota Vikings in 2005.
Well, when you left in 2005, that opened the door for me to come in. I spent 4 years in San Diego as a linebacker, came here in 2006, played 5 seasons with your Minnesota Vikings, and one lost year in St. Louis that I don't really like to talk about it, so don't bring it
up. We won't. It's all right. Yeah. Let's skip right past that one.
You know, we could talk about ourselves all day, but this show's not really about us, is it?
It's not. It's about you.
It's about you. So let's get connected.
So this is what the show's all about. It's about you, the fans, and we want to hear your reactions, your opinions, what you think is happening during the season. So don't forget to hashtag VikingsConnected at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you might see what you have to think up on the screen sometime this season.
And leading up to this show, we asked you guys, the fans, to connect with us using the hashtag, like you were saying, VikingsConnected, and we wanted to get your 2014 predictions, so we pulled some up, and let's take a look.
Yeah.
We've got Joe right here, 18-time division champs going for number 19 with, is that 6 exclamation points?
So that really drives it home.
Oh, yeah, we're getting 19.
In case you didn't know.
Yes. Well, I like his thoughts there.
I do, too. I really like that. All right, here's a note to you, Ben. It says, Vikings will go 10-6 while going 4-2 in the division, beating the Bears in Week 17. Flex game to go to the playoffs. That's from Vikings Fresh on Twitter.
I love the flex game part.
I do, too.
Like, put some thought into it, like, we're 10-6, we're 4-2 in the division, but then the networks are going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to flex their games because they're so good.
He'd be a good coach. Good details.
I like that one.
Yeah.
How about Ryan Berg? 12-4, NFC North champs, Super Bowl homeboy.
What?
I think he's talking about you.
He has to be. Let's play. I like that.
I like that one, too. Here we go. We got the last one here from Nathan. Minnesota will finish 11-5 and win the NFC North season. See Flash P, which we'll hear from him later in the show, will have 2,600-plus all-purpose yards and 14 touchdowns. I guess if there's any guy that can do it,
it's him. And he's got the fan support.
Yeah, he's
clearly
got the pizzazz. He's got that swagger.
He's got
thing
the energy.
Going. Yeah, yeah.
He's got the fashion.
We've got a couple of videos to share with you, too. Our good friend John Creasel, he was nice enough to send us a video. So let's check out that video and one right after that.
I'm excited for this Vikings season to start. My prediction is they'll go 8-8, but possibly as good as 10-6. I'm excited to see all the changes that the coaching staff have brought forward, and I think Kyle Rudolph is in for a massive season.
Peterson, Patterson, Rudolph, and Castle. Battering the Rams will be no hassle. Robinson, Harrison, Linval, and Chad. With Zim at the helm, defense gonna be rad. 2014 season set to begin. Off to St. Louis, Purple gets the win.
So what'd you think about that little rap there?
It's got good skills. I like it.
That's better than I can do, so I can't really say anything.
Way better than what I could do. Hey, listen, if you want to see your opinions, your reactions, your predictions up on the screen, make sure you use the hashtag VikingsConnected on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll be posting them all season long.
And before we go to break, we've got something I want to unveil. It's called the Golden Nacho Award. That's right. You heard me. The Golden Nacho Award. And we got it because, you know, listen, I didn't come up with it. My Twitter handle is Nacho Lieber. The guys behind the cameras, all the smart guys, they said, hey, we need to have this cool little moniker thing. And I said, all right, you guys come here. So they said the Golden Nacho. So the Golden Nacho each week is given out to, it could be something funny.
Yep.
It could be something bad, or we could make fun of it.
Okay.
So it's basically, we're going to have an award for just this one person, this one thing.
Like the star of the week.
The star of the week, yes. So for this week, we've talked about the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we've had three players, Chad Greenway, Matt Khalil, and Blair Walsh. So we're going to rate them. Who's the best? Not really who's the worst, but who's the best Ice Bucket Challenge for this week?
Okay.
So we're going to look at those three guys, but first we'll take a look at Chad, and at the end of the show, we'll give out the first ever Golden Nacho.
Hi, I'm Chad Greenway of the Minnesota Vikings, and yesterday I was challenged by Josh Harding, goalie for the Minnesota Wild, for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Up next, we get connected with A-list actor and huge Vikings fan, Josh Duhamel. You won't want to miss this, so stick around here on Vikings Connected.